From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
We've loads to do, so we'll see you later.
You said the exact same thing
just
yesterday.
Just copy and paste that, Emma, into the pod for the next six days.
Yeah, it is. It's a busy time of year for everyone, isn't it? All the wrapping up. I'll tell you what, it's not even 9:45 that we're recording this. We're being very bold. Tyla's song Water is playing on the radio, and we're doing this because we have to rehearse for the panto.
Yeah, 10. So we're not really bold. We're just stacked.
We're just busy.
Yeah. I was out last night, went for dinner with my friends, and town was hopping.
I can't believe you didn't tell that story you told.
Yeah, tell the story.
Well, I tell it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've already told you, but basically, I'll tell you listening that we went to a restaurant last night. And
all four of you.
What?
All four of
you listening. And we were like sitting up on these kind of high stools, and like the one half of the table was sitting on like a couch. And further up the couch, there was a couple. And the restaurant wasn't that busy, there wasn't that many people there. And we looked over, the girls started being like, here, look over there. And there was a girl sitting on top of the lad on the couch with her legs spread around facing him. So she was between the table and the couch.
You'd imagine security.
Were they belly to belly?
Yes.
Yeah. But you'd imagine at that point even.
And they were shifting the face off each other and nibbling ears and doing all sorts. And it was mental. And then they both went to the toilet for about 20 minutes.
Woo!
Yeah. And we were like, actually just go and get it out of your system, because this is just weird. And they were, and then they still, like, she kind of stood like in between his legs. Then when they came back and like kissing, nibbling ears, we're like, this is so inappropriate.
It just kind of goes to show, if you have no shame, you can kind of do it anywhere.
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
So true.
It was wild.
That sounds mental. I would have been so, imagine you were there with your parents or something.
Oh yeah, and I felt really bad for the staff, because it's like, actually, what do you do?
Stop riding in my restaurant.
Oh, sorry. And the worst bit was, at one point, one of my friends was like, oh my God. And she was like, he just stood up and zipped up his trousers.
That's disgusting.
At the table.
Why aren't people more, well, A, why don't people have more shame? And B, why are people like so afraid of, like, you are absolutely well within your right to go over and be like, will you stop fucking dry riding each other in the middle of the restaurant?
It's actually just kind of unhygienic.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was saying.
You're like touching each other and then touching the table, like, sorry.
I would not think of unhygienic.
Oh, I thought you're unhygienic, right. Where I'm like, you've got your fly down.
Yeah, you're right, it is unhygienic. But I would never be like, stop doing that, it's unhygienic. I'd more be like, you're fucking rotzers, get away.
Rotzers,
go
yeah.
Go home and yeah. Have fun. So what are you doing here?
What are you doing at a restaurant, like?
Yeah, get a takeaway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get up. Good morning.
It's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hello there. Welcome to Thursday.
Good morning. Thursday, thank God. I feel like this week is dragging.
Really?
Yeah, yesterday I was a little bit like, I can't believe it's only Wednesday.
I kind of know what you mean. I think it's like, it's getting ever so closer to Christmas that you're like,
Come on.
I got a message from my dad yesterday and it just said, oh Jesus, why weren't you premature? Why did you have to be born on the 25th? Because he's just like, I wish it was Christmas already.
Who's born on the 25th?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, why weren't you premature?
Oh, sorry.
I know,
it took me ages. I was staring at it for literally like 10 minutes and I was like, I wasn't born on the 25th.
I was like, who was born on the 25th?
I was so lost there.
He was missing a comma. It was confusing.
Commas are really important.
They are.
So Jesus was born on the 25th.
Jesus was born on the 25th, but he's saying, why weren't you premature? Because then we wouldn't be still in work.
I see, you know what, I mean? What you mean.
He's a postman. He's very busy.
He's a poet.
This time of year, and a poet.
Great with words.
And obviously, clearly he didn't text you himself. He used your mother's phone to text you on Facebook.
Yes, well done,
that's
Emma.
That's the only
so
way.
So it can be confusing, because I also don't know who the message comes from, but if I don't really understand it at first read, I know it's my dad.
How is he getting on in life with no phone?
He's done it forever, I suppose. So it's kind of tricky when we're trying to organise Christmas presents and I can only contact him through my mum's Facebook account.
I can understand
through
the hours of 8 and 9 p.m.
Yeah, literally.
It's an hour in the evening.
It's like
on
post customer service. Well.
It literally is.
That's the mantra he's following this person.
Yeah. Spins fully charged with now.
Recharged.
Selena Gomez is officially engaged to Mr. Benny Blanco.
Oh, wow.
It's been kind of quick, hasn't it? In case you're not too familiar with who Benny Blanco is, he's a producer and he's worked on songs with the likes of Halsey on Eastside. He worked on Justin Bieber's Lonely. Ooh. Considering he's now engaged to Selena Gomez. Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill. So he's a big producer and he's very well known.
Without a doubt, the biggest head physically that I've ever seen.
He's got a large head.
It's massive.
He does. I'm looking at pictures of him here. He's big, kind of curly hair as well.
He's a sniper's dream.
Accentuates the size of the head.
They've known each other for a while. They collaborated in 2015 and he was credited in a production for her song Kill Him With Kindness. They collabed again in 2019 and again in 2023. She was in studio with him quite a bit for her song Single Soon. And in October of that year at the Rare Impact, that's her beauty brand, which was they basically had a fundraiser in support of youth mental health in LA. He was there and that's when kind of the rumours started back in October of 2023. And then in early November of last year, she promoted his book on Instagram. Pretty telling sign. And then the whole idea of them being secret was ruined by her mom, Mandy, because she went and followed him on Instagram. She couldn't resist a moment longer by the end of November last year. And then
it's only a year, really.
Yeah.
Why do Hollywood couples always do that?
Yeah.
Always get married so young or so quick.
It's so weird.
And like, Selena's our age now. Like, she's probably in her early 30s.
I'd say she's
even
older, yeah. But I can't, like, I'm always like, all right, I understand if maybe they're touring around the world or something, but those two are literally just sat in LA together.
Yeah. Seems like that anyway, don't
why
they?
Why do you want it? What's the
And also,
road?
Like, they're probably both so busy, they probably barely see each other.
But on top of that, I'm saying the opposite. I think they see each other all the time.
Really?
Whereas if they're busy and they hardly see each other, then maybe I can understand they're getting married.
Is that not like even more of a reason not to get married if you don't see someone?
Yeah, because you barely know.
You don't know each other.
Yeah, I suppose. But then you could just be like, I'm going home to my wife.
You could also be like, I'm going home to my girlfriend.
No one's going to take it seriously, are they?
So some of the celebrities who commented on this, it was massive, like 5 million plus likes. Taylor Swift commented, yes, I'll be the flower girl. Jennifer Aniston, honey, congratulations, sweet mama.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Selena, Cardi B, wait, hold on. We've Gordon Ramsay, she obviously did that cooking show.
So random.
Congratulations to you both. It must be the cooking. Then I'm kind of predicting that potentially she commented herself from these accounts as she was the star in the Disney Wizard series, and a comment from them saying, congratulations, wishing you a lifetime of magic together. And then from Rare Beauty, I say she did the double tap over and she left another comment from another verified account.
Oh, from her own page.
And then the big comment getting huge interaction, 191 plus likes, is from Benny Blanco himself saying, hey, wait, that's my wife.
Only 191 likes on that.
1,000.
Oh, 1,000. It's like, I do better than that.
Yeah, totally. I'd like a prediction around the room. This sounds a bit dark, but just being honest, when it comes to celebrity relationships, how long will it last?
I don't know what you're talking about. I have always been into Ben Blanco and Selena Gomez. They will go forever. Till death do them part.
That's your prediction,
Ash. I don't know anything about their relationship, so I'm going to say maybe not forever. Just because Hollywood.
In case we have to revert back to this audio, I'd like a random date or time.
5 years.
I'm going to say 15 years.
Okay, that's pretty good.
In case we have to refer back to this audio, 15 years.
Well, actually, yeah, that's so true. That is so true.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And just a reminder to you, because it won't be long coming around, we are releasing a board game for the girly quiz just in time for Christmas. Yeah! I know, brand new information. It's the game we play with Dave every Thursday on the show. And next week, you can pick them up. Tuesday will be at Dundrum Town Centre at the entrance on level 3 from 8 a.m. You can pick them up on Tuesday there. And on Wednesday, Blanchardstown Centre upstairs outside Zara. Pick them up from there at 8 a.m.
Nice. Don't know if I've mentioned that I'm going to America for Christmas, have I? On the show, have I said that?
Yes, a few times.
Yes, I'm going over to my boyfriend's American family for Christmas. And I'm like equal parts nervous and excited because it's my first time ever in 28 years not having an Irish Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Oh, you'll have a cry on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'll have a cry, probably, yeah. Maybe. Maybe not actually on Christmas
Day.
You're
going to have a great time.
I don't know. Maybe on the plane. No, probably not. I'll be fine. But it will be weird. We're back like on the 28th though, so it's not like we're gone for ages and ages. But I'm mainly nervous because I keep kind of mentioning things and Alex keeps being like, oh yeah, well, we don't have that over there.
Oh no,
we don't do that over there. And I'm like, what? So like loads
your traditions,
of like, my traditions are going to be higgledy-piggledy for this year, so it's strange. If I ate meat, I'd be seriously concerned because there'd be no turkey in Casa Alex on what? Christmas Day.
What do they have?
Turkey is for Thanksgiving only.
Oh. Well, they're dreading having you coming over because you're the veggie in the house.
Are they not all veggie?
No, they're not veggie.
Oh, that's why I presumed they didn't have a turkey because they were all veggie.
No, sorry, they'll have a ham.
Oh.
Ham only. No turkey.
Honestly, class.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you need both.
No, you don't eat either.
I know, but you need both.
It's Christmas tradition.
Yeah. So that'll be weird, but we'll do the usual nut roast. That's all good. We don't really get super glam for Christmas in our house, but like I would always like kind of consider my Christmas outfit. I might wear like a little dress and tights.
I'd consider my Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, like some people, you get quite glam.
Some people stay in their pajamas all day. I know, I don't.
Well, this is the thing.
I would get
I said
too.
To Alex, oh, I might bring that now because for Christmas Day. And he's like, what? He's like, Ashley, you're going to be in your pyjamas for the whole day.
Stop, that's what they do.
And I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't want to be in my pyjamas with your family. I need to make a good impression. He was like, no, Ashley, if you put a dress on, you're going to make everybody feel so uncomfortable. It's PJs all day.
Wow.
Even eat my dinner.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Weird. Yeah. The other thing was in our house, which is weird, we don't open our Christmas presents until after dinner.
What?
Something to look forward to all day.
No, we do it first
thing
in the morning.
What?
This thing now, I'm going to this new house, they're going to be all whipped out and ready and done in the morning and then nothing to look forward to in the evening.
Yeah, you do. You have your games, your charades and your roses,
and
box of roses.
And you've Shrek 3 to look forward to.
Exactly.
Half six.
Listen, also on the list, no Ferrero Rocher, no Terry's Chocolate Orange, no potato.
No.
Yeah, so it's going to be a tough Christmas, but the craziest one that I was like, I have to do something about this, is in America, they don't have Christmas crackers.
Well, like the things you pull, like with a little toy inside
They literally don't do
this.
Yeah, they don't exist. Alex was like, I only knew what they were from Mr. Bean. So I'm obviously going to have to bring over a box of Christmas
crackers. You can't bring them. You can't bring them. You can't bring them on a plane. They're, I swear, they're like explosive devices.
You
can't bring them on a plane.
Sometimes they spark when you pull them. You can't bring
Christmas
them on a plane.
Christmas crackers.
They're a fire hazard.
Sometimes
they're...
they don't.
They are. You can't bring them on a plane.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't have them.
If anybody has... Okay, I'm not sure if I believe... If
I swear, I think this is true.
How do you even have that information in your brain?
But like, if you think about it. Like, if you pull that strap...
You can barely even bring a charging anywhere.
If you pull down straps, it's a little bit of a spark. It's like, and it could be, I don't know, gas.
To blow up a plane.
It could be gas, I don't know, but
there's something.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed.
If anyone works in Dublin Airport baggage handling and has some info on this, please let me know, because otherwise I'd be bringing me yo-yos and me shoehorns and everything, the whole lot.
Just bring the toys from the crackers.
Oh, that's really sad. I was actually really excited to bring them over.
What you could do, typical Ashling Bonner, is set yourself a challenge to make them while you're there.
There you go.
Yeah, but I want the sparks.
No, you won't have the sparks. You can make a bang noise every time they pull it.
if anyone does have any intel on this, bang. Can you bring Christmas crackers in your luggage? 087-711-1038.
What if
you can, though, Belle?
Mad.
My granddad used to do this thing with Christmas crackers. I don't know why, but every Christmas, he used to take out the spark. He used to, like, just in case we got a fright. So we take out the thing and we'd be like, granddad, that's the best part.
That's the best bit. We want fire.
Basically, all we're doing is ripping apart paper. That's boring, like.
Actually, that's a good show.
So I wonder, could you do that? But yeah, if anyone knows, anyone working in airport security, can you bring Christmas crackers?
087-711-103.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Sad times, guys. My car is very unwell. It's sick.
No, honestly,
was kind of...
Predicting
it. I heard Emma Nolan pull into the car park yesterday morning and it was like... I was like, oh, has she like, you know, is her bonnet hanging off or anything? No, it was internal noise.
Oh, yeah, it was a funny one. Because I only noticed it myself the evening before. And then, do you know, you're kind of like, is it always like this or am I dreaming?
Yeah, I always
make this kind of strange noise. And then when Dave said it to me, I was like, okay, yeah, there's something off here. And I said to Dave, I said, do you think I need to like act on this now? And he was like, give it another day and see what the crack is. But as I was leaving work then yesterday afternoon, I really noticed it. I felt a bit embarrassed sitting in traffic. Do you know when you're at a traffic light and I was like, okay, there's something seriously wrong here.
So it's not even when you're just driving. It's actually like just when you're when it's on?
It's more so, it's actually more prevalent when you are not in gear, say waiting at a traffic light.
Oh, right. Oh.
When you're in gear moving through the gears, it's not as loud. It's more when you're stagnant, and that's when it's obviously even more embarrassing because pedestrians are looking at you and stuff. Yeah. It's like, oh,
I had
God.
That before with the exhaust, and it was so loud and it looked like I was a boy racer.
I actually felt like I was driving a tractor, honestly. So I got home and I hit up the voice memos app on my phone and I took a recording of the sounds and I sent it to my mechanic, right? And I was kind of like, he'll probably tell me it's nothing. And the reply I got was, that doesn't sound good. Don't drive that. And I went, oh, sweet Jesus. This is the sound. Tractor.
She's got a brand new combine harvester.
Oh my God, literal tractor.
I'd say there's literal helicopters that are quieter than they take off, to be honest with you.
That's crazy.
So can we all just say a little prayer to whatever you believe in, to the earth, to the
well,
universe.
Obviously it's to the God of cars.
To the God of cars, of course.
Which is Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Lightning McQueen. Can we all just say a little prayer?
Ka-chow. Not amen, it's ka-chow.
Dear Lightning McQueen, God, please, it's Christmas. We've 3 years left in this car loan.
Yeah,
it's 300 something a month. And it's not going anywhere until 2027.
Mm.
So, ka-chow.
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 Let's hope it's a tiny little bolt.
Yeah.
A little nut. A little bolt needs changing. That's all.
I don't think it's going to be, but ka-chow, ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Are you looking for some plans for that no man's land period between Christmas and New Year's? I know I am. I texted a friend yesterday. Do you have anything going on in that period? But we do a sleepover. Well, we're teaming up with Leopardstown.
We do a sleepover.
Yeah. So we're offering you a free sleepover.
With Emma Nolan.
God, how weird. No, we're teaming up with the Leopardstown's Christmas Festival for their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion with buffet dining, DJ and so much more.
Nice, and it is taking place in that kind of no man's land, 26th to the 29th of December. Free shuttle bus from the Sandyford Lewis stop as well, and course-wide entertainment, live music in the festival marquee every single day.
We heard a little horse race there at Leopardstown, and we have a question for you in order to win this. Somebody tomorrow who has won will be upgraded to an overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary as well.
Niamh is on. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm heading to Naas from Dublin tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. What do you do in Naas?
Going west.
Yeah, I work in procurement in food manufacturing.
Procurement?
Oh, I have so many complex jobs
I've
this week.
I've never heard of that.
What does it mean?
So what do you do?
It's all procuring food, basically. So getting to taste test. It's great.
Ooh, stop.
Nice things.
And what sort of food, yeah?
Everything from, you know, like stocks you get for gravies, steaks, everything.
Like all the good stuff.
Sorry, Niamh, that's the job of like dreams. That's
unbelievable.
There's
been a lot of dream jobs this week, hasn't there?
There you go.
Would you have like a free dinner every day or is it nibbles?
No, it's more nibbles because, you know, sometimes it could be a bit of fish in there.
Okay.
Amazing.
No, but yeah, it's lovely.
Niamh, sounds amazing. All right, let's see if we can get you to the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown. We ask you a question. If I got a selection box with Buttons, dairy milk and a Freddo in it, what type of chocolate would I be eating, Niamh?
Yeah, so it's Cadbury.
Cadbury. Is she correct? She's absolutely correct.
She is.
Nice one, Niamh. You have just won tickets for the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown and you're in the draw for that overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary. Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
That is Christmas sorted.
Absolutely. I hope you have something nice for work today.
Yeah, I better now.
Yeah.
All right, Niamh, talk to you later. Thanks, Mel.
Good luck.
That's great. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye. Tomorrow, just at 9 o'clock in the button, we'll give you another chance to win and someone's going to win the upgrade as well, the overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary.
It's the Girly Quiz.
Woo! Okay. We are releasing the Girly Quiz board game just in time for Christmas. It is Thursday and we will be playing the Girly Quiz as normal after 8 o'clock with Dave. After half 8 with Dave, should I say. Like we have done over the last couple of years. But the board game will be with you just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's exciting. You can play the Girly Quiz from the comfort of your own home this Christmas. You know that game that you always have an argument at Christmas? Mm. Well, make that the Girly Quiz this year.
Yeah, we would only be so honoured if you could have a fight this Christmas.
Oh, if you had an argument over the Girly Quiz board game, we would just love that.
Any arguing videos on Instagram, I want want to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I go in
so
there.
So if you want to pick up your own girly quiz board game, we are going to be at Dundrum Town Centre on Tuesday the 17th at the entrance of Level 3.
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah. And Wednesday the 18th, we're going to be live from Blanchard Town Centre upstairs outside Zara. So both days we're going to be live from 8 o'clock. You can come and pick them up from 8 o'clock. We're going to be live from 7. But you can come and pick them up from 8 a.m. on those days.
Yeah, there's no set price for these at all, but we would love if you could give a donation. Women's Aid is our charity partner on this, so anything you could give would be amazing on the days next week. But we're absolutely out the door. We've millions of prizes to give away with our Christmas crackers coming up next. So we have to look for our phone a female for the actual girly quiz today, right now.
Okay, so every week on the show, Dave gets two lifelines to help him win the week on the girly quiz. One is a 50-50 simplify option, and the other is similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is phone a friend, but in this case, it's phone a female.
Yeah.
And that's where we need you this morning.
Yes, if you would like to be Dave's phone a female this morning, come on, help him out. Whether you get the question wrong or right, we'll give you a lovely prize. It's girly in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. That is girly in a WhatsApp now, please.
Now, the only thing is you need to be around for like 8:30 time.
Yes, exactly.
So if you're free then, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, 087-711-1038, girly in a WhatsApp.
Gorgeous prizes in this for you because the girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brands that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So if you are our phone a female this morning, just for coming on, you're going to win yourself a Beabel Beauty hamper, not just for you, but for a friend as well.
Amazing. I love the way it's for your friend as well.
Especially
that's so nice.
To Christmas.
That's so nice to just get two for yourself.
Yeah.
Girly in a WhatsApp now to be Dave's phone a female this morning, 087-711-1038.
Okay, huge show tomorrow, just after 8:30. We will be performing our one-take panto for the third year in a row.
Ooh.
It is a Christmas pantomime written by us, performed live on the radio.
And can I just say, it is without a doubt the best one so far.
Oh, Dave,
it's the best one. It's the best one.
It's class.
It's wow. So good.
Okay.
Now, the performance might not be great.
It has the potential.
It has, but the story is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good laugh. You've been helping us out with the story the whole way through, and we established on the show that Dave is going to play Emma's granny. The story kind of centres around a sort of fictional version of Emma's granny, Phyllis.
Which was decided by you listening.
It was, yeah.
And last week we were giving away tickets to the Red Cow Panto, Dame Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
And so we were kind of thinking we might emulate Dame Stuffy on our panto.
Dame Stuffy's very iconic.
She is.
Boys and girls,
exactly. So we thought we'd get a little bit of help from Dame Stuffy
especially
herself.
For you, I think, because I think you're going to kind of channel a bit
I'm
of Dame
to be
Stuffy
the
with
panto
Phyllis.
Dame. Yeah,
yes, because
exactly.
You are going to play Phyllis in the panto. No further ado, let's welcome Dame Stuffy to the show. Good morning.
Morning.
Woo! Oh, hello. Thank you. I appreciate you getting me out of bed at this ungodly hour to do this breakfast show.
Yeah, very sorry about that. Very,
okay.
Very sorry.
No, I know. I know how yous always look so rough. It looks like time has been very cruel to you.
But you look immaculate this morning.
You do look stunning.
That's called money, dear. Something you will know about very soon.
That's that pantomime money.
Should we call you Dame or Stuffy or your Majesty?
You can call me anything you want once you're paying me. I don't mind. Okay. You can call me Stuffy. We're friends. We're on a first name basis.
Stuffy, we have a panto tomorrow, right? It's a one-take panto. We do it every single year on the show, and it's basically where we do everything live one time and that's it.
That's it.
Done. Now tomorrow I am playing the Dame of the panto,
essentially,
right? And now I don't want you to take offence to this, but your voice kind of reminds me of the Dame of a panto.
It does. If you listen right, and to all them radio adverts that you do, all Judah dames are like, "Hum to the panto, oh yes I will." I don't talk like that. They're all putting their on, you
right,
see.
Okay.
This is my natural speaking voice.
I understand.
Dave is going to play Phyllis, but she's going to play her kind of in the style of a panto dame.
Yeah.
Not and we've been testing out our panto dame voices over the last week.
A bit of boys and girls.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? The gaiety panto.
And the mammies and the daddies,
but you're obviously an expert.
Sorry, Ashton, I heard you were having a stroke.
So we need you to help.
Okay, all right. Well, I think the first thing, David, you have to let it come from your stomach.
Yeah.
Right? So just let the voice come from there and be loud, be proud, and just absolutely not.
All right, there just like that.
Okay, sounds yeah.
Do we have a script here?
It's Karen. Where's me bleeding double shot espresso?
Oh, lovely. What's the espresso?
It suppresses all the feeling.
Is that I do take them. I get them from the GP every couple of weeks. Yes. Pardon, I'll have a double shot of espresso. Is that what it
is? Yeah, Karen, where's me bleeding double shot espresso?
She's a bit cranky here now. She wants it.
Karen, where's me bleeding double shot of espresso like? I'm standing here the last 4 hours waiting for you.
Oh, bit of ad-lib. Yeah, Dave.
Bit of ad-lib, yeah.
That's a really good point to take.
What are you two doing in the panto?
Beck all, to be honest, Duffy.
So you're just putting all the work on him?
No, I'm playing a New Yorker. And right. Emma's the narrator.
I can't do anything fun, so I'm a narrator.
It's nice. Stick to your strengths.
Simple reading off a page suits me, Stuffy.
This is it.
Right, okay. So I have been doing. You tell me where I'm going wrong. Carton, where's me double shot espresso?
I think that's very good.
Do you?
I do. I think when your radio career falls through, you'll have something to fall back on.
When?
Very soon.
I think it needs to higher the pitch. Like, you've got a lovely high register.
You see, every dame is different, you see. I'm a professional.
Yes, of course.
Every dame is different. You have people who just come out and go, Carden, I'll have a double shot of espresso.
Yeah.
Don't put any feeling into it, but David has definitely got feeling.
Okay. That's nice, Stuffy.
Yes, he's definitely got feelings.
I am.
He cries.
It's all that espresso.
I like that, though. If you want to bring it up a little... You know, make the lads go, ooh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Carton, where's me double shot espresso?
There you go. That sounds like you're after going down a slide very fast and you're after getting caught. Do you know what I mean?
It's taken a lot out of me, honestly. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, tell us more about the Red Cow Panto. Yes, I know we gave away tickets last week on the show, but is it always just a great success?
No. It is. No, it is, in fairness. We've been, this is our seventh year in the Red Cow, and we get great support every year. So we're doing Stuffy in the Chocolate Factory, which is a little take on Wonka, but for copyright purposes, it's Stuffy in the Chocolate Factory. I know, but if you want to come and find out what me and my Willy get up to during the panto season, then come along to Stuffy and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We are running there until the 30th of December, and then we're flying across the M50 to the Axis.
Oh, you got the Axis?
Yeah,
in the belly moon.
Then all the way through till the end
of
January.
Boys and girls.
So, does Santa get a chance to come to you at all then, Dame Stuffy?
Yeah, he will on Christmas Eve, hopefully. Yes, indeed. It'll be great because we run up right up into the 22nd of December.
Right.
And then we take a break for the Christmas and we come back and we do from the 28th onwards as
okay.
well.
Okay. And are you going to bother your arse listening to the One Take Pant one tomorrow's show?
No. I don't need any more bleaking competition. The panto's falling out of tree. You're walking down the street, there's drag queens hitting you in the face. Can't move for the sake of panto's everywhere.
She's threatened.
Dave Stuffy, thank you so much for coming in and teaching me.
Say, Queen, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you,
Stuffs. Now, can I leave? Where am I going?
Get out.
Christmas crackers on spin. Here we go.
Can't urge you enough to stick with us, not just this week, but next week too, because we have unbelievable prizes to give away for our Christmas crackers competition. I think whoever in here organised this has gone a bit Christmas crackers, because the prizes are insane.
They're so, so cool. They're really what you'd want under the tree for Christmas. And we gave you a first code word at 8 a.m. It's now time for your second code word. You collect both code words, you bring them to us, you text them on 087 711 1038, and you will go in that draw. We may give you a call back. Are you ready for the second code word?
Okay, here we go. Give it gusto, Dave.
Pie.
There's something so anticlimactic about this. We need like some sort of like a fanfare. Yeah.
Maybe we could get AI Santa next week to do a bit of revelations
give it, give
for
it
us.
A bit of goo. No, but you did well.
We don't want to give AI any more jobs.
You know what? It's also just not a great word to say.
It's not a great word.
So that's
no.
Go again.
Just the word.
I'm going to give it some gusto, right?
Hang on, we've got something.
Right, go for that there.
Pie.
No, wait.
Oh, for God's sake.
Here we go.
Yeah. We'll work on that for tomorrow.
We will. Yeah, we'll sort that out.
If you had that first code word from H, send the two of them over to us now, 087 711 103, and be by your phones regardless. We're going to call one person back, ask them a question. They'll get a chance if they get that right to pull the cracker. But if not, you can still steal this cracker, okay? So you need to be on the ball and phone in hand for the next 20 minutes or so.
087 711 103, that's our number to get our number saved if we do end up opening the lines on this. What's funny about the first code word and the second code word today is that they sound funny together.
They do.
I'm not giving away obviously the first code word, we'll figure that out
soon, but give away the second code word again?
Do you really want to?
Yeah.
Come on, he loves then. Giving
wait,
away
wait, wait, wait.
Kai. Christmas
crackers on spin. Here we go. Unbelievable prizes to give away every single day this week and next week as well. Massive TVs, flight vouchers, PlayStation 5, loads of stuff to go. All you got to do was collect two code words.
Yeah, you need to be on the ball with this one. We gave the first one away at 8 o'clock and the other one around 20 past 8. You needed both of them sent in order to get on to play. We got to get somebody on to answer a question, see if they can pull that cracker.
Absolutely, and it's important for you to remember listening that if the person who is standing by and we get on now gets the question wrong, we will open the lines on WhatsApp and you have the opportunity to steal and pull a cracker.
Yeah, have
no
your
duds.
Phone ready.
It's still all to play for.
No duds on this. Some incredible prizes in those crackers. So let's see how we get on this morning. Derval, morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. You're through.
Hi, Derval.
Oh my God. Hi.
Derval,
my
you
daughter
did it.
Before
oh,
we your go, daughter. Fair play.
Before we go a second further, tell us those two code words, please.
Pie and. Oh God, I don't remember. She was doing it.
Come on now, Derval.
We're going to need them.
Pie and. Oh, I don't know.
Look at your text.
Mary and Pie. Oh,
Mary and Pie.
Hey, we got there.
Oh, thank God.
What are you doing this morning then? You're dropping your daughter to school, are you?
I just literally dropped her to school, yeah.
What's her name, Derval?
Kitty.
Kitty,
well,
lovely.
Kitty could be doing very well for you this morning should you win this, because the prizes on this are absolutely insane.
And you probably don't even know them. You have no clue what's going on, Derval.
Yeah, basically, Derval, you have got...
No, I haven't a clue.
You have got 10 seconds to answer a question, okay? That question can be on two categories. One, the big gig. Or two, lights out, away they go. What category are you choosing for your question?
Lights out, away they go.
Lights out, away they go. All right, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to give you two potential answers and then the timer will start. You have 10 seconds to answer the question. Lights out, away they go. Here is your question. Max Verstappen races for which Formula One team? Is it McLaren or Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Are you absolutely 100% certain?
You're confident?
No, yes.
Yes.
No,
no yes.
Yes. Okay, well, the timer's up. You said Red Bull. We're accepting Red Bull as your answer. And Derval, we can reveal you are absolutely correct.
Yay! Nice one, Derval. So now what you got to do is you got to pick a number between 1 and 10. You cannot choose the numbers 3, 7 or 9. What number are you going for?
Six.
Six. All right. I know this is a lot for you, Derval.
I have a go today.
Let's, yeah, okay. Emma and I are going to pull a physical Christmas cracker with number six on it. Inside is your prize.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, Emma won, but two.
These crackers are shite.
There we go.
Ow.
Okay, we need to do the joke first.
Joke first. That's the prize.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Derval, why was the snowman looking through the carrots?
So he could see in the dark.
Maybe. He was picking his nose. Well done.
Very good. All right.
And to find out,
Derval,
what you've won.
Here we go. This is what you've won. Are you ready?
Yes.
Derval, you lucky duck. You've just won a PlayStation 5!
Whoa! You've won a PlayStation 5, Derval. Congratulations. I see your daughter's going to be buzzing.
Buzzing.
Derval, you almost ruined Christmas for Kitty.
You did.
But instead, you've absolutely...
She literally got out of the car 2 seconds ago.
And you probably switched to News Talk, did you, Derval?
Well, you better not anymore.
She said, do not change. She said, don't change the channel.
Derval, I think arguably one of the best prizes we've had on Emma, Dave and Aisling's Christmas crackers. A PlayStation 5 on its way to you. Insane stuff. Happy Christmas.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right, tomorrow morning, another chance to win.
Still loads of great things left, and coming up next in 3 minutes' time, the girly quiz with Dave.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo. Right now, though.
It's the girly quiz, makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
For the second last time in 2024, we are about to play the girly quiz with our Dave.
And we know Dave really wants a win this week. Just to let you know before we get into this, if you haven't heard, which surely you have by now, we are releasing a girly quiz board game just in time for Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's full of classic girly quiz questions. There's truth or dare elements. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. And the only way you can get your hands on the board game is by coming to meet us next Tuesday, the 17th, at Dundrum Town Centre from 8 a.m. Level 3 at the entrance there will be, or Wednesday the 18th, next Wednesday, from Blanchard Town Centre outside the Zara upstairs. also from 8 a.m.
And we'll be live from there for both days as well. But for now, just to bring you back, the girly quiz is something we play with Dave once a week where we test him on all things girly inside and out. He has three questions he must get right to win the week, but he does have two lifelines to help him out along the way. One is a simplify option, essentially a 50-50, and one is his phone a female, which is very important to him, and that's Katie, who's standing by for you this morning.
Thank God.
Whether she's right or wrong, she's going to win a gorgeous prize because, you know, girl math. And the girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So Katie this morning, being her phone a female, just for coming on, she's bagged herself a Beabel Beauty hamper for herself and for a friend.
I feel nice. Like you've got a fresh layer of Beabel tan on now today, Emma.
On my face I do, haven't done the bod yet.
Very
I'll do
nice.
That later for the Christmas party tomorrow.
She is glowing.
Thank you.
Just to say, I don't think it's going to be an issue this week, but sometimes with the girly quiz we touch on subjects that maybe young ears aren't
versed on,
familiar with, so you can hover the hand over the dial just in case, but she'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah. Just this week we're being good.
Dave, you really want to win the next 2 weeks, don't you?
Come on, he's going to high here.
Hello, I'm still here. but yeah, I'm excited about winning now today.
Dave.
Yeah.
Name one way to maintain fake tan. Question number one.
To maintain it?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even... What does that mean?
To keep it looking fresh when it's on.
Oh!
I think I'd need to define maintain.
The words maintain on the girly quiz, but there you go.
I have.
Stop looking at Callum.
I have a feeling. I've seen this before.
Have you?
Seen what?
I've seen
maintaining. Fake tan.
Oh no, I've seen fake tan.
I've seen this thing before on a girl.
I've seen a girl use hairspray on her tan before. But maybe that's on something else. I don't know. Emma looked at Ashley there and just put me off my answer. Damn it. I was so sure. Maintain it.
It's up to you.
Don't wash. I don't know. Maintain it.
Okay, say, you know, the typical kind of tan Thursday, and you'd like to get a week out of it.
Yeah, you go in, you put your tan on, and then you let it bake, and then you go and shower, and you wash it off, and then you're all tanned.
And then what?
Okay, so that's it. Say that's not all done on a Thursday. What's the crack on a Sunday to keep it looking nice?
You moisturise. Or you put hairspray on it. I'm going to put moisturise. I'm going to say moisturise. Just because that seems like the most obvious answer. Let's go moisturise. Final answer.
Easy peasy, you're what? Absolutely correct. Nice one.
Oh, I do wish you went with hairspray.
Is that not a thing?
Dum dum.
Is that not a thing?
Hairspray.
No, is
imagine that
not that
stickiness on your legs.
I
as
will
well.
Say back when I was a teenager, there was a thing that people used to say, put hairspray on your face to keep your makeup staying.
The which kind is, of rubbish we used
yeah,
to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, it's so awful. But
I think maybe it was for glitter and stuff. You'd put glitter on and then you'd hairspray it and it would stick.
Maybe.
Okay, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I got it right.
Other answers could have been like exfoliating beforehand, avoiding hot showers and baths, using mild soap, avoid chlorine, all the rest.
Right, okay.
Well done.
Shall we crack on? One out of one. You still have two lifelines.
Bloody heart.
Question number two, David. What is a waterline?
It's a Jedward song. I am close to the waterline.
Robbed.
Final answer. I haven't a clue what a waterline is.
You have? Are you joking?
No, I genuinely haven't a clue.
You don't know what a waterline is?
A waterline? No. Should I?
I think so.
I only know the Jedward song.
Wow.
I'm going to call Katie. I don't know why you're judging me for calling Katie. I don't know what the... Why is it? Is it obvious?
I can't believe you don't know it.
Have you got any thoughts or musings on it?
A waterline for me is like, you know, when you take a drink out of your glass and there's a little waterline there, like you can see some of the water.
Oh my God.
The level of water is in your glass is your waterline.
Wow. Okay, Katie's there. Do you want to talk to Katie?
Yeah, go on. I'll talk to Katie. How are you, Katie? Katie, I swear, you better still be there.
She's there, she's
oh,
there.
Oh, she's there, thank God. Katie, how are you? I've got 30 seconds on the clock for you to really earn that BFL prize pack. Will you tell me, what's a waterline?
It's the bottom of your line, like where girls will put eyeliner or something like that.
The bottom of your what?
Your eye.
The bottom of your eye. So, oh, so,
where girls will put eyeliner.
So you kind of like take out the bottom eyelash or the bottom eyelid and
yeah.
You put like the marker in it.
Take it out, you put
yeah,
it in
exactly.
Marker.
Okay.
Like permanent marker, is it?
So
something like that.
Final answer is the waterline is the bottom of your eye. underneath the bottom of the bottom eyelid.
Wouldn't you think if that was the answer, Dave, you'd know because you have a waterline.
Yeah, but you said it's the girly quiz.
Katie, you helped him out big time there. Well done.
Yes.
Right.
Spot on.
Nice one, Katie. Congratulations. What has she won?
She's won a gorgeous BBL beauty hamper for herself and for a friend, Katie.
Nice one, Katie.
AKA two for you.
Cheers, hon. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
And good thanks luck. For listening.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we should crack on.
All right, two for two, lads. Two for two. Here we go.
Aisling. How do you feel about the third one?
I think this one is going to stump the young Mr. Hammond.
My hands are sweating.
Dave, question number three in the Greedy Quiz to win it. Clatterings feature two hands, a heart, and a crown. Very popular present this Christmas. But what does each represent?
No! 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 I was smiling.
What do you think the question was going to be?
I thought it was going to be which direction for the heart to be if you were, like, in a relationship.
And would you believe it was going to be that?
No!
And I said,
no.
Easy.
I said, no, he'll know that.
Who the hell would know that?
Everyone knows it. All the girl-loves know
yeah,
all
the
about
girl-loves,
it. Don't we,
do
girls?
You know it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're okay. A true Colleen,
hands.
You would know.
The
crown and the heart.
Well, start with the heart. What do you think that means?
I'd imagine it means the heart.
Okay. What's it signify then? What does it represent?
No,
the love.
Okay.
The crown, I'd imagine, is the head. And you always need.
Hey!
Jesus, David.
We said this is a safe one this week.
Christmas.
It's Christmas. I don't know. I'm going to have to 50-50 it. I haven't a clue. Hands would probably be for, like, you know...
go easy.
To be gentle. Crown probably to be, you know, to make sure to think and you make sure you're with the right person before you turn the clatter ring. And then right. Heart.
Can we just simplify this?
Love, yeah.
Get over with.
Donald Duck is here.
Extra long. Dave, the clattering features two hands, a heart and a crown, but what does each represent? Is it A, the hands represent friendship, the heart signifies love, and the crown is a symbol of loyalty? Or is it B, there's a lot in this, the hands represent protection, the heart represents health, and the crown symbolizes wealth?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be wealth, and it wouldn't be... Yeah, I think it's A.
Why not wealth? You're wearing a lovely ring.
Yeah, it is, but I don't think... I think because you have health in there and your health is your wealth. And you wouldn't have that twice.
Such strange logic.
And yes, he's absolutely correct. Answer A.
Damn you.
Yeah!
He's got a won the girly quiz!
Nice one. Thank God for that. Just in time for the girly quiz board game being launched. On this show next week, Tuesday, the 17th of December, we're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre. And then on Wednesday, the 18th of December, we are going to be in Blanchardstown Town Centre.
Can I just make a request, which we never really do? We have done once or twice. To the girl who's listening to this right now, we need to get them next week. It's the final,
yes.
It's the final get girly quiz of 2024 at this time next week. Let's, come on, there's surely stuff in your mind that you're like, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Get them in.
Be observant. See, look around for things over the next week.
Have a look
things
when you're in the shower. What kind of stuff's in your
didn't
bathroom?
Didn't even know what a bloody water line was. We can get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am close to the water line.
With BBL, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. Hope all is well.
All is well,
all
Emma.
Is well, but the
all well
all
with you.
All is well. All is bright.
Down yon bird.
That's the word,
isn't
it?
I think
child.
So. I don't know. It sounds right.
Thanks.
Oh, she's still going anyway.
It's a great tune, that one. You have to give it. Like, that's a good one.
It was a silent night.
It's a good tune.
Did you ever used to go Christmas caroling?
Nah.
I fucking did it last Saturday.
I did it. I used to do it as a kid, like to houses.
Oh, did you?
I used to like knock on doors and be like, all is bright, calm, all is bright, and you're ready to give me money.
Did you?
Yeah.
And would you get anything?
Hold out the hand. Yeah, of course you would. You get a few pound. Back in my day, you know.
Yeah,
a few pounds. You might, if you were lucky, you could get 50p with the deer on it. You know,
nice little deer. I do remember the deer.
Remember the deer,
Dave? You were like six when the euro came in.
Yeah, I know. I was a poor 6 year old. Had to cartle for money.
They were still giving you pounds.
I told you this story on Monday, but Ash, you weren't here, so I'm going to just recap it for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
As much as I can, right? Basically, Pippa, my girlfriend, accidentally left keys in a taxi. We contact the taxi company. 2 weeks later, the driver texts her and says, I have your keys, come pick them up.
Great. Right?
But Pippa's busy, I'm busy, we're in New York, she's busy working, so we don't pick them up, right? And another 2 weeks go by, and he texts her and he says, I will drop your keys to my nearest Garda station. The address he gave us to pick them up was near Blanche, so we just presumed Blanche Garda station.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I go to Blanche Garda station to pick them up.
When?
Like the next day.
Okay. A few weeks ago,
yeah,
like.
A few weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago. No keys. No guards, actually. the Garda station was basically closed because they were painting. There was a van outside, but no one was in the van. So there was kind of not really any guards. I dealt with one guard. I was there for half an hour anyway. So I text him again and I said, which Garda station did you leave the keys at?
Mm.
He texts back, I see that you don't need them. I dropped them in the rubbish.
Mm. It's kind of worth noting on the story as well, I guess, that he had initially given his personal home address for them to pick them up,
yeah.
And obviously Pippa wasn't comfortable going, and Dave also wasn't really comfortable.
Yeah, I wasn't really comfortable going. I'm a small fella.
Hold on.
So he says,
so
I dropped in the rubbish. I ring him, I go mad, and he's going mad at me. He's like, you didn't pick them up. I'm like, you dropped in the rubbish. I was like, you know, whatever. Then he goes, I'm only joking. I didn't throw them out. I have them here.
What?
Yeah, this guy's obviously tapped, right? So he says, I'll drop them to the Garda station on my own time or you can collect. He texts him a week later, did you drop them to the Garda station? No, I will do it on my own time, he says. I said,
You're a taxi driver. You drive around the place all the time. Just drive to the Garda station.
I say, you know, I'll pay for the fare. He texts back and he said, 30 quid. And so I send him 30 quid. And he goes, and 10 minutes later, he's like, I've dropped into the Garda station. They're at Blanche Garda station, right? So that's where we're all caught up now.
Oh my God, sorry, that was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster. So then, the next day, Pippa's dad goes to the Garda station to pick up the keys, right? We got the Garda name and number that he dealt with, the badge number, right? So her name is Jennifer and her badge number is whatever, okay? And so he says, you can pick them up off her. Pippa's dad goes to the Garda station to pick up the keys. The guards can't find the keys.
Cool.
Can't find Jennifer either.
As in, does she exist?
There's many Jennifers, apparently.
What? Yeah. In Blanche Garda Station?
Apparently many Jennifers, right? But
morning,
she has them, presumably. Do you know what I mean? So I ring them and they say, Jennifer might be in at 7 o'clock tonight for the changeover, you know?
Might be.
So call back then. So I call back at 7 o'clock, right? And Garda Michael answers. And I say, how are you, Garda Michael? Can I speak to Jennifer? This is her badge number. I got her badge number.
Mm.
He said, there's no Jennifer in tonight. But he goes looking for the keys. He says, I'm going to go look for the keys. I'll ring you back. Right? This is at about 8:30 and I'm ready for bed. And I'm like, crap. So I'm up until about 11, like,
waiting for
a phone call. Boom. And then I just go to sleep and no phone call comes in. So we obviously, maybe he's still looking for the keys. I don't know.
He's still out there.
I ring back the next day.
Oh, jeez.
I give the name and the badge number of Jennifer again. Your one says, there's a few Jennifers here.
Yeah, we've established.
But then
that.
She says, I think she's the first person to search the badge number. She said, that badge number doesn't belong to a Jennifer.
Oh, Jesus.
She says, it never has.
Honestly, that lads, badge there number. There was a catfishing story the two Johnnies did. There's a podcast in this.
That badge number belongs to an Aoife.
Oh, for God's sake.
And Aoife's gone on holidays.
Oh, my God, with the keys.
With the keys, it seems. And she won't be back for a week. So she's back on Saturday. Into work.
This Saturday.
So I have to go back to Blanche to meet this new guard with the badge number and ask her if she has the keys from 2 weeks ago.
Okay, come here. Quick question.
She won't. Oh my. Spoiler alert. She won't.
She won't.
Is it worth having a girlfriend?
No.
Is it worth having a house?
Do you miss being single?
Oh, God. I didn't have to go to the Garda station as much.
You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Is that almost back?
It is, yeah. Ugh. Well, it'll be back in January.
I don't know why I made that noise, because I have actually fully got into it the last 2 years.
Yeah, you were enjoying it last year.
I hate the voice.
Yes, Dancing with the Stars Ireland back on RTÉ in the new year, and they're currently drip feeding celeb contestants that are going to take part this year or next year, I suppose. So they've announced 4 so far. In the last few years, they've had 11-ish couples each year. So we're going to say that there'll probably be 11 this year. So we can assume that there's maybe 7 left to be announced.
Well, like these big shows in the UK, the problem is we don't have that many well-known people in Ireland to keep it going for years and years and years before it gets a bit dried up. Do you know what I mean?
Talk about diminishing our country, Emma.
Well, we have well-known people, but they're just well-known in Ireland, not abroad. And that kind of works, no?
Do you think we've enough to keep it going for the next, like, however many years?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, even if you look at, like, people on Instagram.
There's new Instagram influencers all the time. There's new actors coming out. I'd say
the problem sometimes with Ireland and Dancing with the Stars is that our biggest celebs are too big to do it.
Yeah, like, say, like Johnny Sexton or something.
Yeah, or like bloody Paul Mescal. Not the rest. Like, they would obviously never do it. Anyway, so yesterday they announced the 4th celeb that will be taking part. Olympian Jack Woolley. I actually didn't know him now, but he was a taekwondo athlete in the Olympics this year and 2020.
I remember him, yeah.
Also announced are the comedian Garrod Farrelly, who the gals will know if they went to Joanne McNally's tour.
I got mixed up between him and Jarlath Regan.
Oh, okay.
So one of them I really like.
Garrod is funny.
I went to see Kilkenny last year as well on his own.
Oh, you did,
tour,
yeah.
And he was class, yeah.
Danny O'Carroll, who plays Buster.
Buster Brown.
And Mrs. Brown's Boys, and former Miss Universe Aisha Akarede. So we're going to predict the remaining 7 celebs today. Between the 3 of us, we're going to throw out some names and we'll decide on a final 7 and see how close we get when the rest are finally announced.
Okay, I'm going to throw it into the mix.
Go on.
Recently retired, Dobbo. I.e. Brian Dobson, former newsreader.
They always have
RTÉ.
A former newsreader.
I think that's a great shout.
Last year, who was the lovely lady?
Eileen Dunn.
Eileen Dunn. Brilliant last year.
She was brilliant. Yeah, that's a really good shout.
Did Anne Doyle do it before? No.
I've written down Anne Doyle, but I think Dobbo is probably a better shout.
Yeah, I think it probably
is. I have a feeling Anne Doyle has probably been asked to do it like loads of times.
Yeah. No, she's probably no interest.
And I'd say Dobbo would look forward to being back on screen a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a bit younger because they like getting the younger viewers. I'm going to go with Ellie Kelly.
Oh, yes, as in Ellie and Charlene.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think she'd be good at it.
I'm going to say, and she works on Today FM, so she works with us, but she's also on TG Cahir.
No.
She's a Gail Gore, Louise Cantona.
I asked her. She said she wouldn't do it.
Oh, well, she's off the list. So funny.
I'm going to throw it out there. Represented us at Eurovision. Bambi Thug.
Yeah, yes. Not a bad show.
I would actually put money on that. You're dead right.
I think that's a really, really,
really good
show.
Really good.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Nell Mescal.
Oh! Mescal's sister.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a great idea.
She's clawing her way up.
She's like really good. She's really an amazing musician.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm going Jack Keating.
Jack Keating.
He works with us here at Spin.
Well, yeah.
Ronan Keating's son.
No, but he's more known for Spin, I think. Yeah.
I'm stuck between 2, Rosie Connolly or Peter Coogan. Peter Coogan is in Love, Hate.
Peter Coogan,
Peter.
As in Fran. Yeah. Was that Fran?
Fran the Man.
Yes, that's really good.
That is a good show.
Yeah, he was in season 1 of Bad Sisters, who was kind of on my mind at the moment. I'm not sure if he features in season 2 or not. But yeah, Peter Coogan or Rosie Connolly.
I'm stuck between 2 as well, and they're kind of, they're young again. I'm going to go with Terrence Power from Talking Bee.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tony Cantwell.
I thought of Tony Cantwell as well.
Did you?
And I've also said Garen Noon. Anyway, we've listed about 15 people there, somewhere in
no,
the mix.
Honestly, there's people in RTÉ probably going, oh Jesus, what are the Spin lads?
Yeah.
I'll get them on. Someone get on to Dobbo. They'd be interested in him.
Yeah.
So I suppose not by the end of the week then. They'll drip feed next week as well before they get a full lineup if they only have 3 hours.
When is it? January?
Yeah, January usually. Okay. It's not of us anyway, is it? You guys haven't...
I swear it's not me.
Not you. Oh
Emma Nolan, is it you?
Yeah, right. 2 left feet. You're listening to Spin, and we're teaming up all this week with the Cut Price Jewellers to bring the magic of Christmas to life with their wide range of stunning jewellery pieces.
You know, the magic of Christmas wasn't here, and then the Cut Price Jewellers came, and I was like, do you know what? Magical.
Yeah.
Magical. It's here.
And diamonds are magical, I'll tell you that for nothing.
They sure are. Mm.
In what way?
They glimmer.
Yeah, but that's not magical.
Yeah, but there is some sort of magical about them because they're literally... They're literally grown as like a rock or whatever.
That is true. That's weird.
That is magic.
That doesn't make any sense to
me. It doesn't either to me.
But the Cut Price Jewellers were very clever. They went and they collected all the diamonds and they have them there. It's in Dublin 8. You can shop the collection online as well at thecutpricejewellers.com.
We want to give you a 200 euro voucher to spend at the Cut Price Jewellers. We've played you a song and we've cut it just before the vocals came in and you've been guessing what that song is.
Rona standing by. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. You're on Spin. Good morning.
No, stop. Hi, how are you?
Stop the lights. No, how are you this stop. Morning?
Oh God, busy, you know yourself.
You're in work, are you, Rona? I can hear you open the doors
indeed.
To go into the
I'm
hallway to have your phone call.
It sounds like a work door.
Yeah, it totally does.
Run.
Rona, what do you do for work?
I do accounts in a construction company.
Very go on, you smart
very
thing.
Good.
I like it.
And are you flat out? Are you flat out at the moment? Have you loads of nights out?
Oh, Christmas party on Friday, so hopefully. Oh,
same. Brilliant, same as us.
I ordered a dress on Monday, Rona. Don't even have a track in order. Not going to happen, is it?
Oh,
No way.
Okay, listen, we'd love you to win a 200 euro voucher to spend at the Cut Price Jewellers. Would you be treating yourself or someone else with this?
I actually don't know yet. I might treat myself, but who knows?
Right, what you got to do is identify the song. We've cut it right before the vocal because, you know, Cut Price Jewellers, etc. We'll play it for you again.
Great song, Texas Hold'em, isn't it, Rona? What do you think that song is?
Charlie XCX Apple.
Charlie XCX and Apple.
Let's see if she's right.
If you're correct.
Right to the core. On. Congratulations.
Gosh, 200
euro, 200 euro voucher for the Cut Price Jewellers is on the way to you. And you can decide now whether you want to spend it on you or someone else or save it for a gift. It's totally up to you.
No, thank you so much.
You treat yourself, Rona.
Yeah, I vote you treat yourself. Get yourself a nice, lovely necklace.
I vote the same.
That's it.
Enjoy your Christmas party, Rona, and thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Talk to you later. If you would like to win with the Cut Price Jewellers, your very last chance with us will be on tomorrow's show just before 7:30.
Oh, I'm not around.
Where are you?
Oh, no, I'm here. No, sorry. Don't worry about it.
We're all talking about how those little moments when you feel like you're getting a bit older. Myself and my housemate, Emer, we decided last week, let's go for a drink just to mark Christmas together because we're really busy before we wrap up for Christmas. And we had plans to go for a drink last night. We were kind of looking at each other. I could sense there was no real movement in her in terms of banana face, makeup. And I was kind of the same. I was kind of arsing and just waiting to see. I wasn't going to be the one to bail, but I was just waiting to see if bailing was on the cards.
Yeah.
And she turned to me at about 8:30, which is very late for us to even think about moving.
Yeah, at this
normally
stage.
Coming home at this stage, said, do you want to put Christmas music on the telly and read our books on the couch? And I said, that sounds so nice.
Oh my God.
So I got into my pajamas.
When is your 60th anniversary?
I walked into the sitting room and on the big telly she had like a fire set up, you know, like on YouTube playing like little Christmas instrumentals in the background. And we didn't speak for 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. We finished our books and we said goodnight and we went to bed. There was 2 rounds of tea during the process. Actually, the only word we said to each other was tea. Yeah. An hour later. Tea.
When Spin hired
us. That's very cute.
When Spin hired us, I don't think this is what they expected.
No.
You know that youth music station? Let's get the 360 year olds.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.